The basic idea is to show you an example of how money actually flows in and out of your account depending on what happens to the futures price. This also illustrates the ideas of the margin that you have to put up and what the meaning of maintenance margin is. Eventually, enough money flows out of your account that you go below the maintenance margin level, and then you have to put up additional money. When you violate the maintenance margin account in the futures market and you have to put up more money, how does that compare with violating the maintenance margin requirement in the stock market and you have to put up more money? What's the key difference other than the levels of the maintenance margin requirements? Yes?
In this case, don't you have to get back to the initial?
In this market, when you fell below the maintenance margin requirement, which I think happened here, then you had to put up $8,500 to bring your account equity back up to $25,000, which was the initial margin. In the stock market, all you have to do is maintain the maintenance margin requirement, so you maintain a lower level. For me, this is kind of interesting. When you compare margin requirements in the stock markets and the futures market, particularly index futures margin requirements or stock margin requirements, many people would say the stock margin requirements are much higher than the futures margin requirements. Think about this. You've got $500,000 investment. You have to put up $20,000. That's what percent? About 4%? This is about 5%. The margin you have to put up here to get an exposure to $500,000 worth of stock is $500,000. But think about the stock market. Suppose you wanted to actually invest directly in stocks and you wanted a $500,000 exposure. How much money would you have to put up? 50% to start. So you'd have to put up $250,000, which is 10 times this amount. I've often heard this kind of argument between people in the cash markets versus people in the futures markets. The people in the cash markets say it isn't fair for the futures markets. It isn't fair because they let you get away with much lower margin requirements. No wonder all the business is going over to the futures market, because people in effect can take these positions at much lower margin requirements than they can in the cash markets. There's two arguments to remember when you hear that. One is that the correct comparison is probably not with the initial margin requirement in the stock market. It's probably a little better to look at the maintenance margin requirement, because if your value falls, you only have to really maintain about 25 to 30% of your investment, not 50%. And the second thing to remember is that one of the reasons that the margin requirements here can be so small has to do with the very mechanism we talked about over here, this marking to the market. It means that the broker is never very worried you're going to default by very much. But in the stock market, there isn't this marking to the market going on. As you're actually beginning to lose money, money is not being transferred out of your account. And so the broker has to insist that you leave more money in your account to back those losses. So the futures market sort of has a right, if you'd like, to have less margin. It has this nuisance of having to mark to the market. You have to keep putting money up. Sometimes you get money in. It happens on a daily basis. But on the other hand, you can make investments with a lot less money, quite justifiably, because the credit mechanisms are set up to pretty much limit the loss of the brokerage company for the amount of money you put up because of the marking of the market. So again, I think the way in which credit is handled in different markets is important in justifying other features of those markets. In this case, the differences in margin requirements between futures and cash markets.